Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Smarty Griffin. The Cuomo conversation. Don't want to just blow it off. Oh, he's just, you know, he's part of that generation. You know, all those guys. Yeah, that's how they are. Okay. Nah, it's no big deal. He asked a woman out. He asked one girl if he could kiss her. Nah, no big deal. It's not harassment. Until you talk to Maureen. Man, this has me thinking so long and hard about our culture and the workplace and women and their place in the workplace and the glass ceiling. And my good friend Maureen, whose stories are riveting, about a career, decades of sexual harassment in the workplace. And I got to read this before I grab her. And I want you to hang in there, especially women. You got to hear this. And men who are in the workplace with women. Because this is legit, man. And I've got her till the bottom of the hour. And I want you to hang in there because I think it's vital. I think it's a vital learning experience. Maureen says, Marty, I stand by my assertion that a large percentage of all women who work outside the home have been sexually harassed. We need to address it and give women reliable tools to combat it. Revisiting, I asked her, by the way, to do this. I asked her to appear on the show because I think what she has to say is so important. Revisiting sexual harassment trauma is uncomfortable, embarrassing, and unnerving. Here are only some of my memories of being sexually harassed by men in the workplace and a high school experience. Maureen joins me. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Marty.
It's important to you. It's important to me. Tell our listeners why this has value to you, this experience lesson, this discussion.
It's time for me to talk about it. It's my time. And it has happened for decades. And I have been silent, and I've absorbed it, and it's time.
She says, Maureen says, sexy teasing isn't funny in the office or anywhere. It's heart-pounding distress, especially when there's nowhere to turn. It forces the need for creative, quick thinking, and a skilled verbal response. It is wordsmith warfare. Warfare. This kind of addresses where Cuomo's at, where folks just pull it off and say, oh, he's just teasing. He's just kidding. But it's more than that, is it not, my friend?
Oh, it's unnerving. It's scary. It is demoralizing. It is demeaning. And it's frightening.
All right. You wrote this amazing outline, missive, compelling story, and I got to go through this. Revolting touch leaves scars. Forced kissing literally stifles the cry for help and crosses all boundaries. Tell me about 1983 and your boss.
In 1983, I was working on a game show in Hollywood, and I was an executive assistant. And the executive producer was my boss, and every morning as he passed my desk, he would kiss me on the mouth.
What?
And say, good morning, darling. and I knew it was coming. I would watch him come down the hall, and I would steel myself for that moment. Sometimes I was lucky enough to escape it, but most days I was trapped behind my desk.
Turning a legitimate business lunch meeting into an opportunistic seduction is disgusting and atrocious behavior. Tell me about 1982, please.
I was, again, working in Los Angeles, and Ted Kaye, who was then the managing director of a big television station, KTLA, and I had a lunch meeting to discuss business. And during that luncheon, he leaned over and he casually suggested, why don't you come over to my apartment? We can have an afternoon oasis delight. That was in 1982.
It's amazing. Cagey sex talk is intimidating and scary. 1985.
Yes. At that time, I was working at the Burbank Studios, and Ralph Andrews, who was a game show producer, was my boss. And apparently, he felt the need to share with me his great reputation of sleeping with all of his executive assistants. And one day, he said to me, you know, I proposition all of my executive assistants.
It's amazing. Ms. Maureen, this is a litany of insanely accurate, spot-on tales of being a beautiful woman in my business, the entertainment business, and what happened day after day after day.
It was day after day, every day. It was demoralizing.
Being drugged violates human trust. Tell me about this office Christmas party.
That was in Pittsburgh. I worked for REDC, and Leon Javodin was my direct boss. And we were at a Christmas party. It was a very small office. It's actually maybe six or eight people that worked at the company. And he offered to get me something to drink. And I was 18, and he brought me a Manhattan. I did not know what it was. Literally fell off my chair at that Christmas party. The president of REDC was Hiram Milken at the time, and he used to meet me in the morning when I was the first one in the office, and he would sit on my desk. He would put his feet on my chair and roll the office chair toward him and put his face as close as he possibly could to me without touching me.
Gah.
And whisper to me, how can I make your day better today?
Gah. Every day.
Almost every day.
Tell me about 1970. A Quaker Valley High School, Driver's Ed.
Driver's Ed. John Rasso was the teacher, and he found a way to get me alone in driver's education cart and took me to a road off Blackburn, which is a very well-known hill for where all the kids learn how to drive. He turned the cart motor off, and back then there were bench seats in cars. Boy, that's a long time ago. And he slid over slowly and put his face next to mine, and he said, I shaved extra close this morning so I won't burn your face.
Oh,
now, we're going to go up to that shed. And he pointed to a lonely shed. I'm going to take the sign off this car, and we're going to have sex in that room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I fended him off. And to punish me, we got further and further lost in the woods and he would not direct me back down into Swickley proper. And it was then that I picked up a classmate hitchhiker who literally saved the day for me, saved my life. And he saw my distress, hopped in the back seat, and he is the one who got me back into town, where I summarily jumped out of the car at a gas station, left the door wide open, engine running, and ran the rest of the way home.
What happened to him?
Was dead now. Nothing. I reported the incident to the school nurse, Flo Forsyth, and she patted my hand and strategically told me what I would do, which would be absolutely nothing. I was to tell no one. I imagined it, and to keep quiet and to never speak of it again. And that is exactly what I did.
Hang in there, my friend. These are real stories. In a time when we're thinking about sexual harassment in a governor. It's amazing. got to hear the rest of this, folks. In light of what's happening with Cuomo, I had to grab Maureen, who's a friend who I trust dearly, who went through hell in the workplace. And I got to make sure we address a couple things. Maureen, you're convinced, as I am, that most women are sexually harassed in the workplace, are you not?
I am totally convinced that most women have been harassed in the workplace. And it's endemic.
Do you think the Cuomo thing is an anomaly, or this is just kind of what happens now, that nothing's really changed?
It's not an anomaly. I think it has been going on forever, and it will continue to go on unless we find a way to properly address it and give people tools to handle it. Even my own parents did not have the tools to deal with me in this issue. They told me if I told anyone, I would be a slut.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. And the only person that I did tell was my boyfriend, who was not my husband. And there was nothing he could do. He was a 17-year-old kid. And nothing really has changed. What happens is what it pretends to be a compliment. Men think they're complimenting women by making cutesy comments. They are embarrassing and they are demeaning.
No, I get it.
And they pretend and they get away. There's an umbrella, a guise of, I was just kidding. Well, when only one person enjoys the joke, it's not funny.
So you wrote something that's so cool, so important, so significant. On a positive note, tools to combat sexual harassment, an anonymous reporting hotline, clear workplace behavior expectations, a moral code. Let me jump in this one and get your opinion. Severe ramifications to the abuser. For Cuomo, should he be forced to resign?
Okay, the first thing that has to happen is an open, public dialogue.
Nice.
I would give anything to face John Rasso and Hiram Milton and Ray Horrell and Ted Kay and Leon Javodin and every other man that may not be important enough for me to mention at this moment, and tell them the damage and the harm that they caused, me in particular and maybe others. That would be the greatest gift and so cathartic. That would be great for me, but maybe it would help prevent this from happening to my little granddaughters. I have a little Mabel and a little Edith, and the thought of any man saying anything off color or inappropriate to them brings me to tears.
And at the end of the day, the best way to combat this, as someone out there in the workplace, what do you do as someone in the workplace facing this? You take it head on? Do you quit? What do you suggest?
Well, I would make a scene immediately, on spot. Let no time pass, not even 1 second. Excuse me. What did you just say to me? I'm sorry. Perhaps I misunderstood. What does that mean? Call them out. Make everyone always own their words.
Did you ever recover? Have you ever recovered?
It's time. It's time. Time to get it over with. I'm getting there.
You know, it's interesting, and we're close friends, and we have a history, me and her and her son, an amazing story, quite frankly, and her son. Her husband's an amazing man. And I'm sitting here as I go through these with you, and we've talked about this stuff. And I wonder, are you angry that folks are saying, why so many incidents with this one woman? So already the inference that she probably brought this on herself. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm used to that. That is the absolute quintessential knee-jerk reaction.
It is.
It is because it's excuse making, and it's real, and there is no way anyone who has not experienced it could ever fully understand the deep-rooted ramifications of this kind of behavior.
No, I agree.
It is spirit-squelching, and it is a deep wound that recurs at times you least expect it. And on a personal note, every time a new story comes out in the headlines, I know that Lou holds his head,
her husband,
and prays that I don't hear too many details that begins to bubble up my private surface.
Yes, my dear. Well, you've done a great service. So you've talked to thousands of folks about a very real, pervasive issue, and it takes a lot of courage. And, you know, I'm grateful for your friendship, and you know how much I respect and admire you telling this story. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.